$10,501, Robert and Teresa Parker.
Excuse me.
First of all, I apologize because we really don't understand what variances are. So this is our first time we've ever been around. I guess we went through and looked at all of these five standards, and I guess we have agreed that it is a unique situation since we only have one fire exit, and we were hoping that we could get an exit on the other side of the house. Mm-hmm. The back way is our holding tank, and the front is the driveway, so that's the one uniqueness. Cannot otherwise be developed. We thought about that side because it's wetland, and the wetlands come up to the property line. Actually, it comes up into our garage.
Prime example with the nor'easters, actually comes right up to the house.
Into the garage.
And we figured if we have that steps coming down into that, it could safety concerns.
And the fact that we weren't going into the ground, that we were actually just going to try to go into the piling. There was an issue from the gentleman that died. He died in the house that we bought the house from the estate, and they couldn't get him down the staircase
with a stretcher. And that's what we looked at too. We thought about stairs on the other side, but then we're back to square one with getting the stretcher, the emergency equipment, back up a set of stairs again. We were looking at with the deck, we're going to look at the stairs that are structurally sound to tie into the deck, and then we're looking at plans to tie into the far enough into the property where it's not more pilings or into the existing line, closer to the property line.
Not created by the applicant. We definitely did not create this hardship. We acquired the house with the one door. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. We've talked to neighbors across the street, next to us, down the street, and it will not affect the neighborhood. And like I said, it's a wetland on the other side.
And as I said, you can't even see the house till you get to the end of the street. Mm-hmm. And then this is the first time I've met this gentleman, and I've never seen him before, but you can barely see the house from the service road that runs through the wetlands, through the creek, and the pines. So that's why we went with the 10 feet, because it goes to wetlands. He'll never walk up to the property on his property. It's the wetlands. You can't. It's not possible. And that's why we went with the 10 feet and the emergency equipment.
And the minimum variance, it's basically that we're thinking about going cantilevering into the house and not actually going into the ground.
And then, like I said, it's just ever since the fire happened a few years ago that wiped out the family, it's just back to that, and with Mr. Sharice passed away and how much trouble they had with the emergency equipment getting up there. That's always been in the back of our mind. And then we just didn't think it would be pleasant building a deck over top of the holding tank, and then the extra cost of moving the AC unit around the other side of the house again. It's like, and then we don't know what kind of variances are involved with building over a holding tank. And we just thought that would be the easiest way. You know, the deck can't be seen by anyone almost.
Okay.
So I guess that's all we have.
Sorry.
Okay. We haven't met four of them. Okay.
I don't know if Mr. Burke has any rebuttal to that.
Mr. Burke, do you have any rebuttal to that? You can sit right back down again if you would like. I'm going to ask Mr. Burke my first, and then rebuttal, and then I'll pull the board.
All right, from the testimony that this is not a fire exit, but a deck that they want to build. Again, I like to return to the standards. There's nothing about the physical circumstances or condition of the lot, such as the narrowness or shallowness of lot size or shape or exceptional typographical or other physical conditions peculiar to this property. Nothing's been established. It's not unique. There's no unnecessary hardship that can be proved or exceptional practical difficulty due to these unique circumstances, conditions. We can build the deck in the back. They mentioned the fact that there's a septic back there, but it's a cantilever deck anyway, so it's not going to extend into the septic. Not due to the general circumstances or conditions and cannot be developed in strict conformity. The Parkers have owned this property since 2001 and have enjoyed it as it is. They simply want to improve upon that. And I understand why they'd want to improve upon it, but improving upon it doesn't meet the unnecessary hardship guideline. The fact that it cannot otherwise be developed, and it has been developed, and it's been developed in conformity with the standard lot in Broadkill Beach, the variance is not necessary to enable reasonable use because it has been used in a reasonable fashion since 2001 by these owners. And just very briefly, the central character of the neighborhood. What we're talking about is a 10-foot variance request for a 10-foot side yard setback. Now, if you go to big cities, Philadelphia, you'll see the hospitals are all joined together by overhead tunnels, overhead tubes. Same thing true in Western Virginia. If this board considers this to be a hardship, everyone at Broadkill Beach could build a 10-foot deck next to their house, and everyone would be able to walk from their house to the beach just by walking across people's decks. We would turn this development into a mini city. There's a reason for a side yard setback, and it's aesthetic. And we have no showing here that there's a hardship involved. And the variance must be for the minimum that will afford relief. And that's why I've agreed to a 4-foot platform and a 4-foot stairwell, because I want them to have a fire exit.
All right.
Thank you.
Sir, I've got a question to ask you.
Sure.
On that side they're building on is wetlands. How's that going to affect anybody there?
It's my wetlands, and I enjoy those wetlands, and I don't want to be standing on those wetlands and staring at the deck.
So your house is in the wetlands?
Pardon?
You're on the opposite side of that house? What side are you on?
I'm on the wetland side.
On the wetland side?
Mm-hmm.
Across the... Well, this picture, I don't see any house or anything in this.
But
this
I'm
picture.
Across the little stones that someone put there.
Yeah?
Yeah. I own, as you look at the picture.
You own that, but you don't have a house there?
No, but I use it, sir. And I like the freedom to be able to continue to use it without a bunch of people standing on a 10-foot deck right on my property line up in the air gawking down at me.
Oh, okay.
It's going to affect my ability to peaceful enjoyment of my property.
All right. Is there any other questions? Mr. McGee? No further questions? Mr. Burke? Mm-hmm. Mr. Mills? Thank you, Mr. Burke.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 10,503 under advisement.
You mean one?
One.
That one too, yes.
Okay. We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 10,501 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Again, your case also has been taken under advisement this evening. There may be a decision made later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Thank you.
Is the record closed?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Public hearing is closed. And for those folks that, if you prefer not to stay, our deliberations and all are also on the internet. We can be watched on the internet. That's what the cameras are for.
Thank you.
Okay.
Case number 10,504, Janet L.